Masechet Berachot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah here is talking about the Berachot that our sages, Hachamim, were metaken, instituted, to say before and after one says Shema. Mishnah says, Bashahar Mevarech, Shetaim Lefaneha, Ve'ahat Le'ahareha. In the morning, before one says Shema, Hachamim instituted that a person has to say two Berachot right beforehand. Yotzer HaMe'orot, and Ahavat Olam, Ve'ahat Le'ahareha, and one after a person says Shema, which we know as Ve'atziv Ve'nachon Ve'kayam, until Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Uba'erev, and during the night time, when one says Shema, Shetayim Lefaneha, Ushtayim Le'ahareha. A person says two Berachot beforehand, and two Berachot afterwards. We know the two Berachot beforehand are Hama'ariv Aravim, and Ahavat Olam. The two berachot afterwards are Ve'emuna, which finishes with Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, and Hashkivenu, which finishes off with Shomer Tamo Yisrael La'ad Amen. Then the Mishnah continues and says Ahat Aruka Ve'ahat Ketzara. This is talking about on the berachot before Shema, both in the evening and in the morning. We have one that is Aruka. Aruka means long. The Rambam and over here the Bar Tenura explain, what does it mean, one of those two berachot are a long beracha? That means it starts off with a Baruch Atah, and it finishes off with Baruch Atah. In the morning, it's Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Or Ubore Hoshech, and then it finishes off that same beracha, even though it's a few different pages in our Sidur, that's all one beracha until Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer HaMe'orot. And then the next beracha, in the morning, continues Ahavat Olam Avtanu. It starts off with Ahavat Olam. It does not start off with a Baruch Atah Hashem. That's considered to be Ketzara. That's considered to be a short beracha, because it only finishes off with Baruch Atah Hashem Haboher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava. Since it doesn't start off with Baruch Atah Hashem, it's considered to be a short beracha. And the same applies during the evening before one says Shema. The first beracha one says is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim BeChokhma. So that starts off with Baruch, and then he finishes that same paragraph, that same beracha with Baruch Atah Hashem HaMa'ariv Aravim. So that's considered to be an aruka, a long beracha, because it starts and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. The second beracha, though, in the evening, which is Ahavat Olam Bet Yisrael Amecha Ahavta, that beracha finishes off with Baruch Atah Hashem Ohev Et Amo Yisrael. That beracha opens up with Ahavat Olam as opposed to a beracha of Baruch Atah Hashem. And it's Hotem. It finishes off with Baruch Atah Hashem Ohev Et Amo Yisrael. So that's considered to be Ketzara, since it only has the ending of Baruch Atah Hashem as opposed to the opening as well. The Mishnah continues and says, Makom she'amru leha'arich, eno rashai lekatzer. In a spot where our hachamim instituted to have Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning, eno rashai lekatzer, he can't decide on his own, oh, I'm going to take out the Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning of the beracha, and I'm going to make it a shorter beracha. You don't have the liberty to do that. Lekatzer, eno rashai leha'arich. If our hachamim decided to keep the beracha without the Baruch Atah Hashem, a person can't decide on his own to add in the beginning Baruch Atah Hashem. And the Mishnah finishes off by saying, Lachtom en Rashai Shelo Lachtom. If the sages decided that the Beracha would have both a Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning and in the end, a person doesn't have the liberty to say, oh, I'm not going to put a Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the Beracha. And where Hachamim decided to only open up the beracha with Baruch Atah Hashem, for example, when a person says a beracha on a piece of flute, says Baruch Atah Hashem, Bore Peri Ha'etz, going Baruch Atah Hashem only on the beginning of the beracha, and not in repeated Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the beracha, En or Rashai Lachtom, a person does not have the liberty to decide, I'm going to do another Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. The Mishnah is really going out of its way over here to be very specific, to give you every single way you shouldn't change the beracha. These berachot were instituted by the greatest rabbis who ever lived in the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. These aren't things to play with. These aren't things that are up for change. Rather, these are the berachot, and that's how we have to leave them in order to have the maximum effect.